Hello and welcome to the Poppin' Bottles Dadcast. I'm Ben.
I'm Nick.
And this is officially a non-formatted show.
It's because I said we don't have a format. Because we don't have a format.
It's true.
I don't think we do.
It's true.
We had this discussion in our dad podcasters group. We're in a lot of groups.
We are groupies, if you will.
Yes. In a way, not in the, you know, hanging out backstage.
What do you call somebody who is a part of multiple groups, but is not a groupie? By definition, a groupie.
I have no idea. Is that?
That's.
I was waiting for a punchline.
No. I've got nothing. Although I do have a joke.
Of course.
What do you get when you cross an elephant with a rhino?
What?
Elephino. And a good start.
And that is the terrible joke portion of our program.
It's all a terrible joke.
Yes, our show is a terrible joke. I don't know. We're just part of lots of groups.
Yeah, it's great.
So we can have discussions about things like being dads and our content and our dad content.
Yeah.
Amongst other things.
Yeah, it's
great. But we were having the discussion about... you know, our podcast and kind of the conversation that started was, which do you enjoy more? Because a lot of the dad podcasters are also dad bloggers, the blogging or the podcasting. And one of the things that I said was, I think it's like people tell us they enjoy our show format.
Yeah.
Which is, it's just us talking, obviously. I mean, if you listen to other podcasts, they have, you know... I think they're set format. It's like they talk, they're guests, next topic, next topic, next topic. Ours is just, let's just go.
Let's just do
and
it.
Talk.
Yeah.
And so I said, I don't think we have a format.
Yeah. I mean, we usually have like a general layout.
Yeah.
Like an idea of the things that we want to talk about, but.
This is true. Although when we had, you know, we're asking our other dad bloggers who wants to come on the show so we can kind of line up guests for you all. To learn about more people.
Oh, yeah.
And for us to learn about more people, you know, people ask, you know, okay, what's the show like? And I said, basically, it's James Brown.
Yeah.
Bad joke, bad joke, bad joke.
Uh-huh.
Baby stuff, dad stuff. Make fun of Nick, make fun of Ben.
Yeah.
James Brown.
Done.
That's our show. So if you've listened to all of our shows, you already know this. So, you know, that's that. So this is an unformatted show.
Definitely.
We're just flying by the seat of our dad pants.
Yeah.
Pleated khakis.
Or the couch.
Yes.
Flying by the seat of the couch.
I wish I could fly on a couch.
That would be interesting.
I would enjoy it. You know.
Because who wouldn't, really? Flying couch. We have dreams, people. Dreams.
I have a dream that one day I can sit on a flying couch.
Oh, man. So, for the past 2 weeks, Emma's been sick.
Yes.
But she got better. Those of you who read my blog at Life of Dad, you've probably seen by now.
I've seen it.
The trip to the hospital we had to take, unfortunately, combination RSV and a little bit of pneumonia going on there. But that's pretty much cleared up. We did the whole nebulizer thing and amoxicillin thing, but... Unfortunately, Maddie's sick now.
Yes. Basically, my week this week mimicked Ben's week.
2 weeks.
2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
it was, God, what night was it? Wednesday night?
Yeah, I think it was Wednesday.
Yeah, it was Wednesday. I mean, we had noticed on like Thursday of last week, so a little over a week ago, that Maddie had been starting to get a little stuffy, a little congested. And Sophia was too, but, you know, Sophia gets a cold all the time because she's in daycare.
Yeah.
So, you know, figure, you know, she's just stuffy, babies get colds, it'll pass. And then it was just like Monday, my father-in-law had her and she wasn't, you know, she was okay, but she wasn't terrible.
Yeah.
But she was coughing.
And hacking, wheezing and whatnot.
Yeah. All that. No wheezing yet. Tuesday was a snow day, so we were home, and she seemed all right.
Yeah.
And then Wednesday, I went into work. We went into work, and my mom had her. She said, "Oh, she seemed all right. You know, wasn't too fussy." And she just, to me, when we got home Wednesday night, she just didn't seem herself. And I'm trying to listen to her. I'm like, I think that she's wheezing. So we get Sophia to bed, and you know, I said, let's just call, you know, the on-call nurse or whatever, and you know, kind of describe the symptoms. Yeah. And we actually held the phone up to Maddie. Maddie wanted to talk to the nurse. But, you know, so the nurse could hear. And she's like, oh, she's like, I can definitely hear that she's wheezing. I want you guys to take her to the hospital just to get, you know, checked out so they can check her breathing, x-rays, all that.
Yeah.
So it was about 10:30. Sarah took her over to the hospital. Obviously, I stayed home since Sophia was in bed.
Yeah.
One of us had to stay, and Sarah said that she preferred that she would go. So she got there, and she said, oh, there's no one in the waiting room. So I figured, okay, if there's no one in the waiting room, should be in and out in an hour. They're going to prioritize a baby.
Yeah.
You know, 10 minutes later, we just went back. They did chest x-ray, oxygen. They said she definitely was wheezing. They gave her a nebulizer treatment there.
Yeah.
They ruled out pneumonia, thankfully. wasn't bronchitis. But what they came back and said, it's RSV.
Yeah.
Which, it's funny, we had talked about RSV when we were on the Life of Dead After show.
Yeah.
Because that week, someone at Sophia's daycare had gotten that, and so they sent them a letter. We had taken Sophia to get checked for it. She didn't have it. So they're like, yeah, it's RSV. Sarah gets home at 1:30.
Yeah.
So she's like, I'm on my way. Just go up to bed. I stayed up. You know, I wasn't going to be able to go to sleep. So I stayed up all night waiting for her to get home. Not all night. And she gets home. I figure Maddie's going to fall asleep in, you know, the car seat, which she usually does.
Yeah.
Put her right to bed. That did not happen.
No.
I mean, Sarah fed her at the hospital and she fell asleep. But then when the doctors came back in, woke her up. So we had a night of the loudest screaming and crying. I wouldn't be surprised if you could hear it through the walls.
I actually didn't.
We had it in our room. Like, it was like,
yeah.
I've never heard her scream this loud. And my guess, she was so overtired. She just wanted to sleep.
Yeah.
And she couldn't, you know, get comfortable.
Yeah.
So we'd, you know, we'd rock her to sleep. So I'd have her on my shoulder. She'd fall asleep. Go to lay her in the crib. You know, pull her away from my body as I'm laying her down. Immediately start screaming. Yeah. So this went on, you know, Sarah and I would rotate for about an hour. Still wasn't working. Got to the point where I was like, I have no other answers.
Yeah.
My ass is getting in the crib.
Which, by the way, what brand of crib do you have? Because that's impressive. Not to say that you are a large fellow or anything. But the fact that it can hold not just the baby's weight, but a whole human's weight as well.
What brand is it?
That's pretty good.
I honestly don't remember the brand of crib that we have.
All right.
I would have to look. But I got in there and just, like, put my head up against hers and, you know, held her close to me.
Yeah.
And, you know, just kind of tried to rock her back and forth.
Yeah.
And it worked.
Nice.
That wasn't the hard part. Have you ever tried, if you've been in a crib, I want to know, have you been in your child's crib before?
Yeah.
Because it's not, one, it's not fun. Two, it takes ninja-like stealth to get out of the crib without waking the baby. So, I mean,
I can only imagine.
I honestly wish that Sarah had secretly been standing outside the room videotaping.
Yeah.
Watching me try to get out of that crib. Because, like, I have one leg, like, up and over, and, like, I'm on my one knee, and I'm like, wait, I'm going to, like, push my hands down into the mattress, and she's going to slide, because we had the mattress propped up a little bit, you know, so she was elevated. I'm like, all right, let me put my leg back in, get up on my knees, and put my hands on the rails.
Yeah, do, like, a Spider-Man thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like the, something that was in gymnastics. Like the bars in gymnastics.
Yeah. Parallel bars.
Yeah, the parallel bars. It's so I'm like pulling myself up, swinging my legs around and getting out. So she stayed asleep, and that was at like 3:30. Within an hour, I guess Sarah had gone into feeder. So I guess she woke up. I didn't hear her. I was exhausted.
Yeah.
She didn't. Like, she woke up, started screaming again. You know, started trying to feed her. Couldn't sleep. She comes in. She's like, it's your turn. And this is at 4:15. And I was like, I tried the crib again.
Yeah.
That time didn't work. So I ended up, I sat in the glider and just held her and, you know, rocked. And she fell asleep. And thankfully, when I put her back in, she stayed asleep.
That's good.
We did not go to work on Thursday. Nobody left the house.
No.
I texted my boss. I was like, super sick baby. No sleep. See you tomorrow.
It's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Like, you know, didn't say, you know, RSV, you know, took her to the hospital, that kind of stuff. I didn't need to get into detail.
Yeah.
So, you know, did that. We've been giving her nebulizer treatment, you know, every few hours since then. And, you know, she seems to be getting better, which is nice. They told us, you know, it can take up to 5 days.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah. You know, they're like, don't bring her around other kids or the elderly. Until, you know, the virus is gone. And Sarah said, well, how would I know? When she doesn't have any symptoms. Sarah's like, how am I supposed to know when she has zero symptoms of this?
Yeah.
Okay, well, about 5 days. Like, I'm not a health care professional.
Yeah.
Like, there could be symptoms of RSV that I'm not aware of that she still has.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And especially with, like, basically these days, especially with daycare and everything, like, constantly snotty.
Oh, yeah.
So, it's like, yeah.
It's tough to tell. I mean, I figured she either got it because someone at daycare had it and passed it to Sophia, and then Sophia had it on her clothes or whatever, brought it home.
Yeah, yeah.
Or we got it when we had her here podcasting last week.
Or something. One or the other. Yeah.
But I figured she was kind of sick before we came over here, so.
Yeah. Actually, we're kind of concerned about Emma getting re-sick again since then, actually, because since then she's gotten a little snottier lately, and she's been hacking a little more than
we're just gonna keep we're just gonna keep trading
this back and forth, but yeah, I think the toughest part about before we went to the hospital, shit was crazy, but, yeah. Like, she was basically drowning in her own snot. Yep. It was crazy. But I think the most difficult part was trying to get her to sleep. Even after we were doing treatments and everything like that, she was still, like, she'd fall asleep for about 15 minutes and then start coughing and hacking and wake herself up and then, you know, fussy again all of a sudden. So
It's never fun.
Nah.
But hopefully they're both on their way to getting better.
Absolutely.
I'm sure this freaking horrible weather and snow and 10-degree weather every day is not helping things.
I swear, this is making up for last year.
Well, yeah, we got, like, no snow last year.
Yeah, it snowed 3 days out of the entire winter. Yeah. And the first time was nothing, the second time was a whole shit ton, and then the third time was nothing.
I don't remember getting a ton of snow at all last year.
It was like, early January, I think. We got, like, 5 or 6 inches.
Oh, and it was on a weekend.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Yeah, I mean, and I think there's more coming.
Probably.
Although, by the end, middle to end of this week, it's supposed to, I'm going to say warm up. I mean, it's going to be, like, a high of 12 on Tuesday. But, like, by the end of the week, it's going to be, like, mid to upper 30s.
Yeah, if you're in the Philadelphia area.
Yes.
I mean, we're not weathermen. We don't have the, well, I don't want to say it by name, because the radar thing that the news people use, because apparently they have it, like, trademarked and all that. Oh, yeah. So, you know.
We are not. Glenn Hurricane Schwartz, we are not.
No.
John Valaris, we are not.
Although, every once in a while, I do enjoy a nice bow tie.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
I challenge you with that, sir. So, the title of this episode is Pouting About Not Going to Dad 2.0.
Because we're not going to Dad 2.0 Summit.
Everybody is going to Dad 2.0, apparently.
Yes.
Because they're posting about it all over Facebook, and it's driving me crazy with, you know, Tommy Riles and his hurricanes.
Yeah.
Damn it.
As I see all the dad bloggers putting up that, you know, who's going? What are we going to do when we get down there? I just put up a post. All of these posts about you guys all going to Dad 2.0 is making me, I don't think I said bitter.
Depressed?
I said it just makes me...
Self-loathing?
Just this more disappointed that I can't go. I hate you, Ron Burgundy. I hate you. I told him, I said, the only way I'm going to get down there is if someone kidnaps me for ransom. Chris Bernhold, who we had on, Dad in Charge, said that he was trying to figure out a way to fit me into his luggage, except he can't fit me and Swag, so Swag wins out.
What if you wear the Swag?
I would definitely wear Swag.
While you're...
sticking in my pockets.
While you're curled up in this...
I mean,
bag.
I could smuggle his Swag back, you know, drug trafficker style.
True.
I mean, I don't think he'd want it afterwards.
No.
But,
no.
You know, there's
I'll
that.
Tell you what. What if we offered to transport all of the Swag for the Philadelphia area guys, like all of it, in the back of our car, if they give us, like, the gas money and everything to get there?
Dude, do you think your car would... I don't think your car would make it to Maryland.
Are you kidding me? That thing's a trooper. 217,000 miles, and the transmission has just started making
noises.
Funky, not even noises, just
a funky Cole Medina
doing
noise.
Funky things. So,
what's it doing? The funky chicken?
It's
bad joke.
Actually, as soon as I that's actually a good name for it, because as soon as I hit the brake too hard, it starts like. It's like an earthquake going on in my car.
That's good. So then it definitely wouldn't make it to Maryland for us to get to
Maryland. No, it'll make it to Maryland as long as we don't use the brakes.
All right. Well, that's good. So anyway, for those of you who do not know what Dad 2.0 is, it's the Dad 2.0 Summit hosted by Dove Men Plus Care, who are an awesome sponsor.
Dove Men and Care.
Plus Care.
Never mind. Keep going.
I don't know what we're talking about, but they're hosted. It's who it's hosted by. So basically, I'm looking at the website now, dad2summit.com. Basically, it's an annual conference where marketers, social media leaders, and blogging parents, such as us, but not us, connect to discuss the changing voice and perception of modern fatherhood, because more men are defying stereotypes by taking active roles in their children's lives, making day-to-day household purchasing decisions regarding products and services, and chronicling these experiences online. So basically, the
that was well said.
I know
that was really well said.
I'm very good at reading things. The Dad 2.0 Summit is an open conversation about the commercial power of dads online, as well as an opportunity to learn the tools and tactics used by influential bloggers to create high quality content, build personal brands, and develop viable business models.
Which is great, because if you're just starting out, like us, and this is episode 14.
Yes.
Yeah, we've been doing this 14 weeks. And we've already kind of, you know, gotten ourselves out there a little bit and connected with people. But this is a great way, you know, you go there and you meet, you know, the kinds of guys who have been doing it for a long time.
The kind of guys who, you know, have been doing it forever. And not even who have been doing it forever, but even the beginners who are already well known.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm looking at the list of the speakers, and it is a who's who of dad bloggers.
I mean, you got Buzz Bishop on there.
Yes. You have Buzz, he's a radio host up in Canada. He also does Dad Camp.
Yeah.
I could go down this entire list, and you know what? It might take me a while because they're
a long time.
Okay, I was going to go through this list, but now I'm not going to. I don't even know who else to throw out there.
Well, How to Be a Dad.
Yeah, How to Be a Dad. Charlie Capen, Andy Harrell from How to Be a Dad.
And some of our own Life of Dad gentlemen, like Ryan Hamilton.
Yes.
Is going to be a speaker there as well.
Other dad, so there's a huge list of dad bloggers and that are going, and a lot of them are, you know, they're gonna lead workshops,
yeah,
just, you know, speak, kind of, you know, talk about the different things that they've learned and how you can kind of build your brand and, you know, be a better dad blogger and, you know, those kind of things. And, you know, there are other speakers outside of the dad blogging community. You know, there are going to be folks from different brands, you know, so you can connect brands with bloggers. And,
yeah, definitely.
And, you know, that kind of thing, which is awesome. But the thing with us not being able to go, I mean, we found out about it.
We found out about it pretty late.
We found out about it in, what, end of October?
I think so, yeah.
I'm trying to remember when our first actual episode was, what the date of it, our first. We're 14 weeks, so I mean, we're through 3 months.
Yeah.
So, it was October, I believe.
Yeah. It would have been, like, middle of October.
Yeah.
So it was before Halloween.
That's right. I think we found out about it sometime after our first or second episode.
Yeah.
And I think we talked about it when we had Ryan Hamilton on.
Yeah, definitely.
For the First Life of Dad special. So it was just, I think it's disappointing that we can't go for the sole fact that, you know, we're trying to build this. You know, we're at the same time trying to build our, you know, our blog audiences.
Yeah.
And, you know, kind of learn how the people who know what they're doing, because I'm not going to lie, I have no idea what I'm doing. You know, I don't know how to market myself. Like, you know, I started the blog just because I wanted to share, you know, stories. I was unemployed. I was a stay-at-home dad. Yeah. I was like, you know, there's cool things that happen when you're a dad. And at that point, I didn't even know that there were actual other dad blogs out there. I'd never heard of any. I just thought it'd be something cool to do.
Yeah.
And, you know, now I'm at a point where I really want to grow my audience.
Definitely.
I never thought of myself as a brand.
Yeah, me neither.
I guess we're an entity.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah.
You know? So it's just not being able to go and not being able to learn, you know.
Yeah. It's disappointing to have the feeling like we're missing out on, like, such a great group of people with such extensive knowledge that we could learn from, you know.
And just going and getting to hang out with all the guys that we talk to online.
Oh, yeah.
You know, on a daily basis.
Yeah, actually getting to hang out with Ryan Hamilton in person.
And not just through Skype.
And to meet Tommy Rouse, he should be there as well.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many things, and you know, just in the in the brief time that, you know, we've been doing this, you know, without, had we not started this podcast, had we not learned about Left 4 Dead, we would not be a part of, we wouldn't know about Dad 2.0.
Yeah,
we wouldn't know about all of the other dad bloggers and the other podcasters. We wouldn't know a lot of this stuff. And, you know, so it's just like from October to now, the people that we've met just from starting this, I think is insane. Kind of the opportunities that I don't want to say that, I just lost my train of thought. Thank you for that.
Sorry.
For that text. Sorry. Ben, while we're sitting next to each other, we also text message.
Yeah.
What was I saying?
You were saying about...
Damn you.
See, I got distracted too. This is what happens when we don't format our show. We get distracted by little things.
Yeah. Ben needs to be potty trained, is what
I do not need to be potty trained. We don't need to talk about that.
What was I saying?
Well, essentially, you know, we could go on and on. You know, as I said, the title of this friggin' episode is pouting about not getting to Dad 2.0.
I have a frowny face
right now. It's just I think if we don't go next year, I'm going to be even more disappointed.
Yes.
Because this is something that's really turned into, it's turned into a great experience.
Yes.
Yeah, for us, and getting to talk to people, and, you know, meeting new people in the dad universe and all that.
Yeah,
jazz.
And there's so many out there, and you know, oh god, that smells so bad. Ben is just unloading.
I'm sorry.
In our podcast, basement.
I've been having a lot of Chinese lately.
That's terrible.
Sorry.
But yeah, I mean, you know, getting to meet them, and you know, if we don't get to go next year, when we can actually plan.
Yeah.
And I want to say set aside money.
Yeah.
But it's tough to set aside extra money when you don't have extra money.
It's tough.
You know, to begin with, but you hopefully at the point in time when it comes next year.
Yeah.
You know, we're good. Yeah. Hopefully it's closer.
Yeah, yeah, because I haven't been able to find, I don't know if they even know where they're having it next year yet, because I haven't been able to find it on the site or anything like that.
I wouldn't be surprised if they don't announce it this weekend while they're down there.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, one of the things that I'm hoping for is, for those of you who only listen to this podcast, I've got a couple other podcasts that I do that are doing pretty well, and I've kind of lined them all up underneath the name of a production company that I came up with years ago called Lazy Banana.
It's a funny name.
It is a funny name, yeah.
Because bananas can't be lazy because they're not people.
Don't diss my banana.
Whoa.
But,
take it easy, friend.
But I'm hoping that, yeah, if this is, if these shows end up getting to the point where I hope they get to, actually setting up Lazy Banana as an independent company,
that would be badass.
And yeah, man, that would be awesome. And then you know, Dad 2.0 trip can be a Lazy Banana adventure.
Maybe even a write off.
Oh shit!
We don't use language on this show, Benjamin.
Not usually.
What the shard are you talking about?
It's just the S word. God.
Mom, I'm sorry I curse. It's just the S word. Dad, don't chase me up the steps. It's just... I didn't mean to use the F word.
Speaking of which, didn't you just have a little confrontation with your oldest?
Didn't we talk about this already?
Did we?
I swear we did.
I don't know. Well, I get it. You swear that we did. That's funny.
That wasn't even a pun intended.
Is she just repeating what you're saying, or is she suddenly giving
time,
you a little attitude?
That time when she dropped the F-bomb, it was repeating me.
Okay.
I'm not going to get into the context of how it was said.
No need.
But as soon as I said it and then heard her repeat me, I was just, and I said it and then I was like, damn it. Which is not a word I should say, because that has been her one of her favorite ones to say is damn it. And I don't say damn it a lot. I think like Sarah says it when she's driving. So I think that's probably what it was from.
Yeah.
But it was like Christmas night, I think we got home, or the week of Christmas, and she's got like Sarah's water bottle, and Sophia has the water bottle in her room, and dropped it. And after each time she dropped it, damn it. She picks it up, drops it again, damn it. Third time, damn it. So what's funny is she actually knows the correct context to use that. And it's like, it's hard to say don't say that, because, you know, if it's someone else's kid, your charisma, it can be hilarious, but you feel bad. But aside from that, you know, we're deep in the throes of the terrible twos, even though she's going to be three in a month. Which I've heard is even worse.
Oh, jeez.
And I'm like...
the Tyrannus 3s or
yeah,
whatever.
Like, I'm already at my wit's end half the time with how she is at the terrible 2s. You know, it's like tantrums all the time if she doesn't get something. Like, and she only does it with us.
Mm.
Like, you know, she'll, like, go out to a store with, like, Sarah's parents or something.
Yeah.
And they're going, oh, she was great. She listened. I'm like, how? I'm like, all she does is run around. Like, we ran out to the store last night, And she's like, we're at the mall, and she's just darting everywhere, and it's a...
I think she's testing you, man.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of what it is, is they, you know...
A test of your validity as a parent, you know?
Well, to that end, I'm a terrible parent.
Kids toe the line at some point.
And the thing is, it's like, people say, they're like, having kids, you know, it teaches you to be more patient. No, I have not learned that. It has taught me that I have little to no patience whatsoever. And I've always known that I haven't had patience. And, you know, like, I notice it a lot where, like, if we're running late, I get so impatient. And I'm just, like, looking at Sarah, I'm like, what are you doing? Can we go? Or if we, like, go into a crowded store or a crowded anything... drives me bananas.
You're automatically like
it just puts me in a bad mood.
You're pulling a Jason Bourne. You're checking to see where the exits are.
Yes.
You're eyeing up people like, okay, if I need to, I can push you out of the way. This is our escape route.
Pretty much like you know, like Black Friday shopping. I'll never.
Oh yeah.
And it's like even no, we go out later when not a lot of people are out. I don't care. I don't want to go.
Yeah.
Christmas shopping in stores. Period. There's a huge crowd, you know, like it going to a game, you know, going to a Phillies game, Flyers game.
Yeah.
Never get down to Eagles games, so I can't really count them, but I'm okay with those, but just like sitting in that traffic drives me crazy. So it's just like they say they're like, kids give you patience. Maybe I'll see that later on in life that it has helped me become more patient because it has stretched my limits.
Yeah. You can say to yourself, all right, I'm in this situation, but it's not as bad as that one time.
Exactly. Yeah. And what's funny, it's like we're in Kohl's last night, and this older gentleman, probably in his 60s or so, like I was looking at a pair of shoes, and I put him back, and he sees me wearing a Phillies hat and starts, you know, talking to me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, I'm going to walk away because Sarah has Sophia and I can hear her acting up.
Yeah.
So I, you know, walk back over and we're getting ready to leave and he walks over. He's like, I need to tell you two something. And I'm like, how are you going to judge us now, sir? And he's like, I have two daughters. They're both in their 20s now. And when my daughters were this age, I remember my dad telling me something that this is the best time in their lives. And I kept thinking to myself, what are you, nuts? And looking back, now that they're grown, it was.
Yeah.
And it flies by. I'm like, you know, I agree. In between tantrums.
Mm.
Thank you for the unsolicited parenting advice, good sir.
Unsolicited parenting advice is...
Dude, it's the worst.
It's depressing because then you feel like, so wait a minute, you just looked at me and all of a sudden decided that I'm not good enough a parent, you need to interject.
Yes.
You know?
It's... highly frustrating. And whoops, I'm like breaking stuff because I'm making this couch.
Dude, you are just wrecking the studio right now.
Not as bad as what came out of your butt.
All right, look. We don't need any of that nonsense.
But yeah, unsolicited parenting advice, it's just like...
yeah.
I don't even know what to say about it. Like, a lot of times, dads feel like they get the worst of it. Because, you know, if you take the kids out by yourself.
Yeah.
And, you know, a random mother will come up and be like, oh, do you have everything you need? What? What? Am I incapable of being a parent? I have two kids. I know what I'm doing.
I feel sometimes that I get some awkward looks when I get, because I pick up Emma from daycare.
Yeah.
So I'm getting everything together and I'm, you know... put her in the car seat and everything like that, and I'll try to engage into some conversation that the other moms are having, you know. And there's one other dad who's awesome, and he totally backs me up. It's great.
What I thought was funny. A lot of times with our blogs, like we use WordPress, you can't see, like you can see the number. Like down below, like at the bottom, like the little buttons where you can share it on like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, everything.
Yeah.
And every time someone shares it, it adds like a number.
Mm-hmm.
So the dad bashing article post that I wrote about a month or so ago, someone had shared it, and I'm like, just looking at my traffic, and I see like all of these, like all my traffic is on the dad bashing post this week, and it was all, and it was equal to the amount of refers from Facebook. So it was all coming from Facebook. I haven't shared that post in over a month.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm like, someone must have shared it on their page, and you can't track and see who shares it.
Yeah.
Like Twitter is one thing. Like you can actually like search for your headline of your post, and like it'll come up in that from people who have tweeted it. But Facebook doesn't let you do it because of privacy settings.
Yeah.
And actually, the guy who shared it, some guy out in San Jose, I guess he had done a search on dad bashing and found my post, and was like, I shared this post and agreed with it, and you should see the rancor that's happening in the comments.
Oh, God.
And a lot of it was like a cousin of this guy's wife essentially saying, like, dads are inherently, you know, number two. Essentially, as far as parents go, like being parenting, like they're inherently a step behind, and that kind of thing.
Like does that mean like socially?
Just
or is this person saying that in the natural order of
like,
things?
I think natural order of things is how they were saying it. And I guess what stemmed this guy looking up, you know, dad bashing was he was out with his baby, and someone went up to like, are you babysitting? No, it's my kid. Oh, do you have everything you need? I know I need to take, you know, take with me.
It's like, oh yeah, I've got everything. Grenades. yeah, I got an MP5 in the car just in case. Yeah. And if diapers get a little out of hand, yeah. I got 911 on speed dial. Like, what do I look like?
Yeah.
Seriously.
And you know, in some regards, I do understand, like, typically, you know, a mother is, like, they have that connection immediately with the baby, like,
yeah,
they grew the baby inside their body.
Yeah, I'm not going to knock that at all.
No, like, that's,
yeah,
that's fantastic, but it's, you know, that first time you see your baby, it's a feeling you can't describe, and we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
You know, people ask you, you know, what's that feeling? Probably the best feeling you're ever going to have in your life.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, we have that connection with our children from the time they come out. But, you know, by nature, I guess that, you know, mothers have a different connection immediately. But to not think that dads can handle it, we're buffoons. And
yeah.
What do I do now? You know, we're in this thing the same as our spouses are.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's a lot of what, kind of going back to the Dad 2.0 Summit, that's a lot of what that is trying to change that stereotype.
Yeah, definitely.
Of, definitely. You know, dads in media. And actually, 2012 was really bad as far as dads in advertising. 2013, surprisingly, wasn't as bad as you'd think, and there were some bad ads.
Yeah.
If you want to check out a great bit of research and an awesome post in general about the topic, go to 8bitdad.com.
Yeah.
It's the number 8, not the word. Zach Rosenberg basically compiled his own list of, you know, he watched
all these different commercials.
Basically, every commercial that had, you know, dads, you know, that kind of thing in them from the last year, and went through and came out that we weren't reflected as poorly in advertising as he would think. Like, he was ready to, you know, burn the companies at the stake, you know, that kind of thing. But, you know, there are still a good deal. You know, it was over half of the ads weren't good for dads, but that's up from, you know, I would say 75%, or down from 75% or whatever from the previous years. But I would definitely say check out that post on 8bitdad.com.
Yeah. And we'll post a link to it on our Facebook.
Yeah, which, yeah, we'll share it.
Which we should mention real quick, at least before we get to the end of the show. Facebook.com/, which was recently corrected by Ryan Hamilton, not to say backslash it forward slash.
Because just say slash.
It confuses people. So Facebook.com/PoppinBottlesDadcast. You can also find us on Twitter, naturally, at PBDadcast. And also our personal Twitters at BKM505 and Brownie_22.
Yes.
As well as our blogs you can find on lifeofdead.com, as well as on WordPress.
Yeah, papabrownie.com, and you're just BK Mullen.
Just bkmullen.wordpress.com.
And it is a beautiful thing.
I like to think so, anyway.
Yes. So that's... I would think that kind of wraps.
That's a good episode, I think.
Yeah.
For not having a format.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, that's good. For those of you that have listened religiously, first off, thank you.
Yes. We love you.
We do.
We're desperate.
We heart you.
Yeah.
Hearts
all around.
What's funny is, you know, when we started. Our first few shows, it was just us, and we had kind of, I thought, found a good groove of, you know, just ourselves. And then, like, before last week, it had just been pretty much guests.
Yeah. We went on, like, a guest rampage.
Yeah, and we have more, you know, I mean...
We have more lined up.
We have a lot of dad bloggers we're going to have on going forward, but it's, you know, trying to find our flow... When we don't have somebody on, we had to kind of go back.
Yeah, reaching back to our roots.
Yes,
14 weeks ago
of how we were going to originally do this, which was just us.
Yeah,
and you know, talking about dad stuff. So, yeah. You know, we're not going to have guests on every week, as you can see.
Yeah,
it is fun when we do have them on.
Definitely,
because we enjoy learning
and
sharing.
And you should go back and check those out.
Yeah. If you want to learn the origins of the Pop and Bottles Dadcast, if you're new to us,
oh yeah,
you know, check out episode one.
Yep.
Rewind to episode one. And
you're so white.
Oh, I know.
Yeah,
I'm very white. Check out episode one, or Ben actually wrote a post about the origins.
Yes.
Of Pop and Bottles, and. Is that on Life and Dad? Life of Dad, or
that is on Life of Dad.
Okay,
yeah.
You can find that on Ben's blog on lifeofdad.com. And coming soon will be BWA, Babies with Attitudes, first hit straight out of diapers, in the process of rewriting it. And you know, maybe Ben and I'll rap really, really white.
Yeah,
white
we'll see.
Baby rap.
And we might even make a music video,
which will be horrible
to go with that.
It will be just.
It'll be wonderful in a horrible way.
Yeah.
Like, for those of you who know classic movies, like, This Island Earth.
Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yeah.
Warming the Syrup.
Oh, yeah.
Yum.
Damn skin.
Favorite movie? One of my top three favorite movies of all time.
But, in any case, if you want to listen back to all of those episodes, not only can you find them all linked on our Facebook, you'll just have to scroll through a little bit, but we are on iTunes.
Yes.
Those of you with special Apple devices,
yes.
Go check that out.
We are on iTunes, and all of our episodes are on Life of Dad.
Yep.
And I also have a page dedicated to all of our episodes on papabrownie.com. So have a good week, and keep on keeping on, dads,
from
moms.
From BWA, peace out.